We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, indeed you are. The show is Generation Annihilation, and my name is Aaron, and as always, I got a great show for you, and as always, you can make a request and request some great stuff at 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. I was MIA last weekend. I went camping in Kamloops, British Columbia. I went to a festival called the Shred the Loops Fest. I can't say I particularly cared for a lot of the people in attendance, but although the bands were surprisingly quite good, little on the metal side, but yeah. So anyways, here I am, and starting things off with two tracks from the 70s. First off with the Leighton Buzzards, a track from their first single, 19 and Mad, and we heard a track called Euthanasia, and that originally came out on the Small Wonder record label. And we follow with London from a track called No Time. And this is a 12-inch from theirs that I recently bought. Didn't have anything from this band before I bought this 12-inch about a few months back at the show when Shit played here at Lanaluz, like I said. All right, so yeah, back into the show. Going to get into some U.S. bombs from the We Are the Problem record on Sailor's Grave Records. We're going to hear a track called Revolution Weekend here on Generation Annihilation.
Good hands in all state, a city, a country, it's all the same. Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Indeed. And in that last set, we started things all off with US Bombs, title track from their release, We Are the Problem. US Bombs, a band that formed in the 90s, but this was from a release that came out about 10 years ago, 2005. On Sailor's Grave Records. Yes, love the US Bombs. Followed with Bombshell Rocks from a release called Street Art Gallery. And this one came out in the late 90s on Sidekick Records. Heard a track called Where We Gather. And we followed with Beltones, an act from Florida. They're not going anymore, I don't believe. At least they did break up for a very long time, but recently they've been rediscovered. And it's a good thing because they're a good band. And, they had some vinyl releases come out for Record Store Day. Yeah, this one came out in the TKO Records release on Deaf Ears. Going back to 1999, I think, 98, 99. And the track we heard was called Juvenile Delinquents. And we ended the set off with Locals Bishop's Green. Track Silence from their latest release, Pressure, on Pirates Press Records. And yes, Bishop's Green still kicking ass over in Europe, and they will be coming back to kick some ass here September 12th at Pat's Pub. They'll be returning, and they'll be playing with Sound City Hooligans, Knife Dogs, and All Out Panic, so that'll be an awesome show. And we're going to get back into the Generation Annihilation show. This is the latest from New York City's Primitive Pact. The name of this release is called Injustice. It's on Total Fucker Records. And we're going to hear the title track called Injustice on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Where the words of my heart are made, where the words of what you are being, and what's the land of my strength? Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
This is Care for the Restarts. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And yes, you're still tuned in to Generation Annihilation. Start of the set, we heard the latest from New York City's Primitive Pact, title track from the Injustice 7-inch on Total Fucker Records. And yeah, Primitive Pact, they put out a really good demo all back last year. And this year they released this with this 7-inch, which is even better. I found out Primitive Pact were formed out of ex-members of a band called the Bog People. They were okay, but they're not as good as Primitive Pact. Primitive Pact are cool. Check out the 7-inch. Check out Primitive Pact. And we followed with a band from the 80s from Vancouver, BC, called Subverse. And we heard a track called Poison Mind, and this was on a release called Give Jesus Back to the Martians. Came out on Looney Tunes Records. Kind of a posthumous release. Came out in like 1989, and Subverse had since broken up by then. This you can also find on a release called Oral Regurgitations, and it's got this 7-inch, it's got a split 12-inch they did with a band from Arizona called Desecration, and it's got a demo, and it's got 33 tracks, so if you can find this release on Boss Tunage, do yourself a favor, check it out, because it's pretty damn good. Yeah, another band from the same era from Vancouver, BC, who unfortunately never had any vinyl to their name. Yes, Some recent demo cassettes have surfaced online, of course, thanks to the World Wide Web. Natural Silence from a demo from 1986. Hiroshima was the track. And Subverse and Unnatural Silence are both two bands who I got to see once in my early teens. And we had to set off with the Actives out of Scotland going back to 1984, the title track of their release, Wait and See on Quiet Records. And right about now, we're going to hear a band who will be playing here next weekend, actually, next Sunday. They'll be playing at the Astoria, and the band is from Boston. They're called Green Beret, and we're going to hear the title track of their release, 12-inch release called Violence is Their Currency. Here we go.
Disorder now. Disorder now. Fighting is not a
Generation Annihilation, and that was a new band called Damaged Head. Don't know too much about them, other than they're from Sweden, and they're on Adult Crash Records, and this is from their self-titled 7-inch, brand new. Started things all off with Green Beret from their Violence Is Their Currency release, and as I said at the start of the set, Green Beret will be playing here next Sunday with Coward, Systematic, a new band called Caxa from Victoria, and Vacant State, who we heard in the set after, from the Chains 7-inch release on Hardware Records, brand new. Actually, it's not quite out yet. It will be soon, though. Hiding Out is the name of the track. And we followed with Government Flu out of Poland from their Tension 12-inch on Refuse Records. We heard a track called Burn the Bridge. And yeah, and as I said, we ended off with Damaged Heads, and we're going to hear an act right now, and they are called Savage Heads, and they're from Boston. This is from their newest release on Twerp Records. This is a track called Train Killer on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
perfect policeman. Get the man. Now that the gun is saved, it's not okay. Solid policeman, it is true. No offense, just a bad
CITR. It's your choice. Peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, we're winding another edition of Generation Annihilation. Start things off with the Savage Heads' Train Killer from their new 7-inch, followed with the Valley Boys from the Ugly Pop release Drone Strike, had a track called Killing Time. Valley Boys from Toronto, Ontario, followed with Vancouver's Snob from their self-titled 7-inch. They've got a few out now, but this is on their Madala Musique at Discos Records. We heard a track called Snob Hates the Police. And then we followed with Sperm from their demo tape, band from Calgary, Alberta. We heard a track called Ounce. So, yeah, a few shows you might want to check out. There's something going on right now as I speak, and it's Burger Fest, this year's edition. There's 26 bands, and it's at the Burger Dome, which is actually the Japanese Hall at 487 Alexander. 26 bands, $10, burger eating contest. There's burgers, beers, bands, all that fun kind of stuff. And yeah, we got the Jolts, we've got Witch Doctor, we've got Life Against Death, Living Deadbeats, Beelines, whole bunch of bands. It sounds like a cool show. Lots of bands. Yeah, and it's next Saturday, Atlanta Lose, we got the Gagged. Ex-members of Drunk Tank under the new name, and they'll be playing with the Shit Talkers and the Flag Pollers. That'll be a cool show. And then the following night, as I said earlier, we got Green Beret from Boston, Coward from Boston, Locals Vacant State and Systematic, and Kraxa from Victoria. Don't miss that show. It'll be awesome. This Tuesday, from Germany, we got the Blank Pages, as well as an act called Fashionism, which are ex-members of the Transmitters, the Newtown Animals, and the Dance Floor Disasters, and they'll be playing with High Waisted as well. And, yeah, October 31st, which is a Sunday at the 333 Space, No Problem, are returning. Awesome band from Edmonton, Alberta. You've probably heard them a lot if you listen to the Generation Annihilation show, and they'll be playing with Pyromania and some others. So yeah, check out our playlists online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook. We're going to leave you a double shot with a band who have just released two new albums, because there's two bands. The band is the English Dogs. They were originally a second wave of UK punk band. They lost their singer, and they morphed into a kind of a new wave of heavy metal thrash band. And the band has been... a revolving door of lineups, but now it's come to the point where there is two versions of the English Dogs. There's the thrash band and there's the punk band. The punk band has the original singer, and the thrash band has, I believe, the original guitar player and drummer. I could be slightly wrong, but whatever. But yeah, we're going to hear both. Both have released new records. I don't have the new punk English Dogs record. It's called What's that called? It's called We Do, We Did, and We Always Fucking Will, and the metal version has a release called The Thing With Two Heads. So we're going to hear The Thing With Two Heads track off it, and we're going to hear a track off their debut 12-inch release called Mad Punks and English Dogs. The song we're going to hear off The Thing With Two Heads is called Turn Away From the Lights. Turn Away From the Lights, and the Mad Punk song we're going to hear is called Rest in Peace. But neither English Dogs are resting in peace. They're both going, and they're not coinciding happily. All right, Power Chord up next. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.